Hey everybody, today I watched part one of Seven, a 1995 film by David Fincher, and starring Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, and Gwyneth Paltrow. So I'm watching this film 7 minutes at a time, so this first segment starts at time code 000000 and ends at exactly the 7 minute mark. And so we open on Morgan Freeman's character, Detective Somerset, in his kitchen, getting ready for his day. Now, he goes to investigate a murder scene. My favorite quote from this segment is in response to one of his colleagues saying that it's a crime of passion. He says, "Yeah, just look at all the passion on the wall." Shortly after this, he meets Brad Pitt, who is playing Detective Mills, who is new to this town that they're in. And I don't know if I may have missed if they actually talked about what actual town they're in. I feel like I should know, and I'm going to feel pretty dumb when I do realize what city it is. So, after they've left that scene, it's raining outside. That might be important. But we see Somerset back at home in bed. And part of his... He's very ritual-based. His things laid out. And you can tell that he does the same thing every day, both in the morning and at night. And the last thing he does before he goes to sleep is he starts a metronome. Old school metronome. Actual mechanical metronome. Tick-tock, tick-tock, back and forth. As he's about to go to sleep. And then we cut to the title sequence. So, this title sequence is fantastic. It's very disturbing and also very memorable. And I want to recommend a couple of websites for you to check out. They have great write-ups on all kinds of title sequences, but especially this one. The title sequence was designed by Kyle Cooper. And if you head over to watchthetitles.com or artofthetitle.com, actually go to both of those. They both have pretty great write-ups talking about this title sequence. The music that we hear is Nine Inch Nails, Closer, parentheses, precursor, close parentheses. So, we do have a little bit of vocals towards the end of the track, but it is an instrumental of a fairly well-known, I don't know if it was well-known at the time, but especially, it's definitely well-known now. So, one of the pieces of trivia that popped up, because I'm watching this on Amazon Instant Watch, and one of the cool things that I like about Amazon's, not all titles have this, but titles that have X-ray, they are tied in with the IMDb trivia. Did I say that correctly? The IMDb trivia attached to time code, and if you have the little X-ray window pulled up, not only will you see all the actors who are in the current scene, but you will also see stuff like trivia and music credits, all that kind of stuff. It's really cool. And I believe that, I watch on my Kindle, but that function is also on, if you watch it in your browser, I think, and on Fire TV. Anyway, I sound like a big Amazon commercial, but I'm totally sold on most of their stuff, so I'll let you know what I like about it. Okay, so, the piece of trivia that I took note of is that Denzel Washington turned down the role of Detective Mills, Brad Pitt's character. I didn't write down the exact reasons, but it appeared that he regretted the decision afterwards, as one would, after seeing what a phenomenal film this is. Okay, so I have seen this before, but it was a while ago. I remember a lot of the key scenes, but I will try to analyze this or like just comment on it without knowledge of what happens beyond the segment that I'm on. So hopefully I can keep that up, especially as I remember more and more as I get deeper into this film. Now, as I mentioned, this will be an 18-part series, and this film actually does divide very closely. There's just like 45 seconds left over, dividing by 7 minutes. So I think that's another sign, because Ridiculous 6, they're not even comparable to each other, except that they're both pretty closely divisible by the number that's in their title, as far as running time. So that means I need to find, 8 Mile, my sister suggested I might do that for the number 8, but then there's, the other option is 8 Millimeter, but anyway, I'll get to that in about 17 more episodes after this one. After the credits, the title sequence, which is fantastic, we see the title card Monday, and from the pre-credits, the opening sequence, I imagine that the film is going to be structured as a week, so that we have one meaning of the word seven, or the number seven already, that this film will probably take place over the course of a week. And they even talk about, Morgan Freeman's character says something about the next week or something. We see Brad Pitt, Detective Mills, in bed with Gwyneth Paltrow's character. And we don't learn her name yet, because does not wake up by the time this 7 minutes is over. Pitt wakes up, he puts on his ties, getting ready for his day, and this segment ends with him looking out of his window. Is it his window, or is it Gwyneth Paltrow's window? We're not sure. Actually, we're not even sure. I'm not sure if we even see Gwyneth Paltrow's face yet. I think we do. Maybe we do. Or maybe we just see the back of her. I don't know. So maybe we don't even know it's Gwyneth Paltrow. So spoilers, it is Gwyneth Paltrow in bed with him. And that's, so that closes out the first segment of seven. I quickly remembered how great of a film this is. And I'm thinking that this will be a very, very different series than the Ridiculous Six, watching 6 minutes at a time. I didn't think of, I mean, I think we establish very quickly and clearly the two types of characters. We have the very neat and regimented Detective Somerset, and then the kind of the messy freewheeling, I guess. He has free will. Detective Mills, and also that he's in a relationship of some kinds. Detective Somerset is on his own, and also this is not the typical city that they're in. It's not like the place that Mills came from before. So what exactly does that mean? Is it that there's a lot more gruesome murders, stuff like that? Oh, they're homicide detectives, obviously. So, that's it. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let me know what you thought about this first 7-minute segment by tweeting me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E. And be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. I'll be posting these right away every time that I post a new one. All right, I'll catch you later. Bye.